I am not being tested. I'm not being tested. I'm being fortified. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California, with the thought for today. These wonderful words have been around, and many people have said them, and they're very powerful. I am not being tested. I am being fortified. And you know, that's very true. School does not test you, it fortifies you. When you're in school and the teacher says, all right, what's 2 times 2?
12.
What's 2 times 8?
16.
What's 2 times 16? Excellent. Now, why did you come up with those answers so easily and so perfectly and so rightly, huh? Because you learned them. Now, did you learn them or did you learn to reveal them? You learned to reveal them because you have no idea what I'm going to say before I say it. What's 2 times 100?
200.
Huh?
200.
What'd you say?
200.
What'd you say?
200.
Why did you say 200? If I gave you a 100 and 100, that doesn't mean you have 200, does it?
Yes, it does.
Why are you so sure about that?
Because you learned it.
Because you've been fortified in it. You've been fortified in this, and you realize that that is the truth. And so you have no qualms about saying it, no qualms about living it, no qualms about anything. Now, I am going to fortify you in preparation for your driver's test. And I'm going to take you out on the freeway, and I'm going to take you in rush hour with all the thousands of cars going this way and that way. Pity those poor drivers, my goodness sakes. And you're going to take a test. And the test is to see if you can keep from getting hit or from hitting anybody else. No, that's not the test. The test is to see whether you are an astute driver, whether you are skilled as a driver. Now, that doesn't mean zipping in and out and twisting here and going there. It means flowing harmoniously with the program. Drivers, by the thousands and the millions and perhaps even billions, the drivers by the infinite numbers are driving up and down the streets of the world every day with a minimum of accidents, which are incidents, which are things that you have created for yourself. Now, why do all these drivers drive well? Even in crazy places like England and New Zealand, where they drive on the wrong side of the street. The wrong side of the street. Why? Because when you're in Rome, you do as the Romans do. Well, you're talking about England. Yeah, I know, but when you're in Rome, you do as the Romans do. When you're in England, you drive like the English do. Now, if you get into a car, and all of a sudden you're sitting on the wrong side of the car, and the steering wheel's on the wrong side, and the brake and gas pedals are on the wrong side, you say, there must be a reason for this. And you say, yes, we're in England. They drive on the wrong side of the road. So, you start to drive, and you drive very well. You're conscious of it. You're aware of where you should be driving. And then you're driving along and you're talking to your friends and chit-chatting away, and all of a sudden you realize you're driving on the wrong side of the road, on the wrong side of their road. And cars are coming right straight for you. And you think to yourself, whoops, what am I doing? And so you pull back over because subconsciously you drive as you always have driven. And so you're driving on the other side of the road, which is the normal side for America and other places in Europe, what have you. Now, why is it that we subconsciously or unconsciously or whatever you want to call it, do what we are most accustomed to doing? Even though we know we shouldn't do it. We know we shouldn't do it. Because it's habit. And the habit likes to take over. And the only reason that we have problems is that we have not fortified a new habit. We have not encouraged, endorsed, and experimented with, and fortified a new habit. When we fortify our new habits, for whatever the purpose may be, we will be blessed by it. If we don't fortify our new habits, well, we're liable to drive on the wrong side of the street. We're liable to do things that the old habits would have us do, but the old habits are not effective here. The old habits should not be used here. Now, the man and the woman are going down the street, and the woman is the executive, president, and CEO of some corporation. And so she's walking on the outside, and she's trucking along there and saying, da 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 da. And the man is a pleasant man, and he says to her, hey, you know, I should be walking on the other side of you there. I should be walking on the street side. She says, why? Well, that's just the man's role. The man's role is to walk on the street side. Oh, I see no reason for you to do that. There's nothing. I mean, yeah, this could happen to me here or there or anything else. Why do you want to do that? Well, it's just part of the habit that we have, part of the way of looking at things. Well, I think it's a foolish way. And just then, a truck goes by and squirts her, you know, running through a puddle, and she gets all muddy, and the man is on the other side of her, and he's protected by her. And she says, oh, maybe there's something to this, you know. Now, it's not a matter of saying women are nothing. It's a matter of saying, I don't care whether you think you're the greatest pussycat on the face of the earth. I still want to treat you as I have learned to treat a woman, with respect, with love, with honor, with grace, with charm. I want to treat you as a woman, and I want to have you be given all the amenities that my mind comes up with that a woman should have. Well, I don't want that. Well, then take off your skirt and put on a pair of pants, you know. Put your hair under your hat, you know, and then we'll go out and have a bar. But no, you see, you're fortified for living in a very harmonious world. And if you allow yourself ever to be unfortified, if you allow yourself ever to be disrespectful in your understanding of how you should handle men, women, and children, you got a problem. Now, Ellen goes around and she has the damnedest time forgetting that she's not a mother. She was a mother 100 years ago, maybe 1,000 years ago, and she had her two little monkeys, you know, 92 children. And they were nice children, and when they were little, she paid attention to them a little bit, and she had a nanny occasionally, and she would even, you know, take them to foreign ports and just have a good time with them. But what was the role of Ellen with the children? Anyone want to say? She was a mommy. She was the mother of those children. Did those children come up to her and say, hey, old witch, what do we got for lunch? If they said that, she'd take them and either wash their mouth out with soap or put them in their room for the rest of the day. Why doesn't she allow that?
Because she likes herself.
She has a responsibility, and that responsibility must be maintained. She has a responsibility to those children to teach them respect for womanhood, not just her, but all women. And if she lets them get away with a lack of respect, they'll have a lack of respect for all women. And it doesn't end just with you. It doesn't end just with us. It goes on and on and on now. These are very important things that we have learned as we grow up, and they are not things that we want to throw away. And when we are learning new habits, when we're learning new ways of looking at things, let's always remember that we want to keep those new ways of things in perfect harmony and in perfect right action, because it's so easy to fall off the wagon. We have the statement, I'm not being tested, I'm being fortified. And that's true. Wherever we are learning new ideas, new concepts, I was going to say new principles, but there is only one principle. But whenever we are learning these new things to us, we want to be fortified strongly in carrying them out. So you're going to go to London, and you say,